listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Community has always been the heart and soul of eBay from the very first days, and it's evolved right along with the marketplace. Here now to fill us in on the next stage of that continuing, never-ending, constant, chronic evolution are Alan Aisbit, eBay's community manager, and Doug Smith, eBay's community tech manager. Yes, so we have both now. Those days of me running everything are long gone. I can finally breathe easy and relish my role as, I don't know what, legacy grip. Alan and Doug, we're so eager to hear what's happening with the community, but first, let's tell us about the community space itself.
Sure.
What's going on there?
Thanks, Griff.
Good. Yeah, it's great to be here. And we know your community history. I've read all about it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah. Where was this posted?
The Perfect Store.
Oh, right, that book. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll never live that down. So what are your respective roles in the community? Alan, what do you do? What do you go? Why don't you go first?
Sure, yeah, of course. So my role as the community manager, I wear a lot of different hats day to day.
That's a lovely one you're wearing today, by the way.
Thanks very much. It's new. Got it the weekend. So day to day, you'll mostly see me. If you're active in the community, you'll see me post a lot on our discussion boards.
Mm.
We have some teammates based in our office in Salt Lake City too, who post a lot on our community. So I work very closely with them to kind of align on the community strategy, to make sure that we are replying to threads where members need help, make sure we're getting in and getting the most value out of our time on the boards. And, you know, one of the big things that we try and do is be the voice of the seller. So when we're on threads, we're looking for insights that we can bring back to product managers within eBay and say, hey, listen, there's a group of sellers here who are talking about this. You know, maybe we can improve it. All those kinds of things day to day, while also ensuring working with Doug then to capture bugs, capture issues, and try and work and resolve things in the back end. So bit of front and back end.
So Doug, you're working the back end then?
Yes.
So like if this was a costume horse, Alan would be in the front part of the horse.
Exactly.
And you're in the back end.
Yes.
So what goes on back there? What do you do?
Well,
besides having to put up with that.
That's right. It depends on if we're dancing at the party or not. So, you know, I would say Alan is the community manager. So biggest part of my role is supporting him. So you know, we work closely on a day-to-day basis. And then a lot of the other stuff I do does have to do with tech issues, fixing little issues, helping coordinate with the vendor for our platform, tracking the growth and health of the community, planning for enhancements, and you know we've been making some upgrades, so we're excited about those. And then I think we'll move into the next phase very soon, which will, you know, we'll grow the community, hopefully get it maybe a little more aligned with some of the roots where it started.
So give us an example of a tech thing that you, a glitch that you found and cured.
Sure. So it could be maybe it's a broken link on the eBay radio page.
Hello,
that I would fix.
This morning.
I wonder where that is.
Hello.
Changing out, you know, and this morning we did a lot. So I have many examples from this morning, you know, our upgrade. We changed out some colors. We changed out some images. And then also has to do with we've done a lot of tracking community reported issues. So if there's something that members of the community would like to see or something they identify, we try to do what we can to accommodate their requests. And sometimes it takes a bit. We spun a lot of those into these new upgrades. And, you know, from here on, we'll continue to do the same. If they suggest something to us, we'll see what we can do.
Makes
so
sense.
Is eBay's community space for buyers or sellers or both?
Definitely both. We have a very healthy community of both buyers and sellers. I think sellers tend to talk more in our community. I think with sellers, and you've got, you know, inventory and you want to figure out how to become a, you know, you want to sell more, you want to earn extra cash, then you have issues, maybe, you know, questions with buyers, how to make your listings appear nice. So there's a lot there's a lot more to selling. So I think we see a lot more volume in terms of questions from sellers. But there's certainly a very healthy buying boards where buyers ask questions all around buying on eBay and look for buying advice. So definitely it's an area for all members of eBay.
So today was a kind of unusual day. And can you shed a little light on what today meant for the community and what's going on?
Sure. Yeah. So I came into the role. I was on eBay Radio before a couple of months back last August. And we rolled some updates as part of a redesign. And we launched some new programs back in October. So we're looking at this as a phase two evolution of the community. So what we've done and what we continue to do every single day is talk to members and get their feedback and, you know, figure out what it is that they like and what they dislike. So what it is that they dislike, how can we improve upon it? How can we make it better? And we've been working on those things for a couple of months. Some things we knocked out pretty quickly, you know, based on the feedback we were getting, but some things took a bit longer. They were a bit trickier. So we changed the look and feel today. We put a bit of color around the place. We did see feedback maybe that it was a bit too gray. You know, it wasn't colorful enough. So we made those updates, fixed a lot of bugs. I think we fixed over 20, 25 bugs today. And this is the phase two evolution. And guess what? We'll continue to look at the community platform. We'll continue to invest in community. We know how important it is and how much our members love the platform. So that the good news is that we're here to stay and we will keep listening and we'll keep making updates to make it better.
Is there a phase three planned?
There are some things we want to do. We want to make pages for eBay Radio.
Yay! Oh my God. Elizabeth, it's the big one.
Make a better one for eBay Radio. And we also have this really fantastic group of sellers across the country who meet up every month. So they have local area meetup groups. So our community at the moment doesn't really have an area or a space for the meetup organizers to come in and organize their meetup events. So that's something we'd like to do. We'd like all of those members in our community. It makes total sense to me that they should be there. So that's in our thoughts for later on in the year is to how we can incorporate that.
Just your thoughts?
Yeah. I have lots of thoughts.
You're not being very commitment-oriented. No one wants to commit to anything.
I would say that for me, part of phase three is just growing the community.
Yes.
Looking to get a lot more content on there. We'll be expanding the blogs, expanding the blog frequency. And one of our big goals this year, too, is to get eBay employees a lot more involved in the community.
Thank you.
And execs as well. So, you know, and they'll have a different level of commitment and we'll have to, you know, work with them in different ways, but that's part of the big goal set for this year.
Yeah, it used to be years ago there were almost 20 people that were dedicated to participating on community forums, and that was back in 2000.
The Pinks, right?
The Pinks, yeah. Mm. And then that went away and it's never really quite come back, so maybe someday it will.
See, that was cool because everybody knew because it was pink. Everybody knew.
Well, now there's different things. So it's not pink anymore. It'll say, there's a little logo.
It says icon. eBay. Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what new features, specifically some of the top line features of phase two, do you want to highlight?
Sure. So on the homepage, we've introduced a carousel that swaps around every couple of seconds. So what we want to do there is highlight visually more stories that are important to our community. So one part that I love in our community is the eBay for Business blog that's run by Audrey, and I loved reading the blog articles that are in there. So we want to put those images front and center of the community as we think it's really important. And then also we'll have the regular announcements and community updates in the carousel. We've also, across the community on the different areas, added color to the top of the page. We've also improved our search functionality too. There were some issues with our search. It didn't always find the exact content, and it was sometimes slow within the community. So we've made updates to make that more robust and faster and made it more prominent. So again, with this update, we didn't want to go and strip everything down and build a whole new community. We wanted to just make little updates to feedback we've heard from members over the last couple of months. So we're also sensitive to members that say we don't like a lot of change, so we want to just make sure we're doing the right thing. We're not making change for change's sake.
Have you ever met anyone who says, I love change?
I do.
True.
I love it. I find it's an opportunity. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Then, that's just me. I get excited with changes.
I understand the appeal of stasis, of not changing. I mean, it means I don't have to think about anything, but I'm at my best when there's something changing. Mm-hmm. I think it really makes you step up.
Other than a few things in the last 14 years that I've noticed when eBay does make changes, other than a few things, and I'm not going to bring those up, they make them for the best. It's because they want sellers to have all they can, to be all they can be.
Right.
If you look at every single thing they do, it's to make it better for us.
Right.
So we can't complain about the change.
Well, no, you can.
Oh, okay.
That's why there's community forums.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
constructively concerned.
Okay.
you perfectly can, yes. Right.
Well,
but we understand. So.
So, Doug, how long have you been at eBay?
Well, I've been, I'm very new to the community team. I've been with the community team since December. And prior to that, I was on the site merchandising team over in the verticals.
That's when we talked.
Yes, yes. So I was on the electronics team for a while. So it was great to get that early on eBay exposure and make some connections.
It helps you in your current role, I assume.
Definitely. That's where I met Griff.
Really? Oh, of course.
So, Doug, are you still going back and forth every week?
Actually, now I do work remote, so I am home down in Southern California.
Oh, he's a neighbor,
so that's
by
good.
The way. Yeah.
He lives in
Temecula.
West Covina. No, Temecula.
Temecula.
I want you to live in West Covina. But I just do because of the TV show, but no.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
You know the TV show I'm talking about?
I do.
And, Alan, you have been with us, is it a year now?
No, it's about 7 months since August, so it's moving very quickly. It feels like only a couple of weeks.
But you were with eBay prior.
That's correct. I'm with eBay over 7 years. 2009, I started with eBay, but recently moved here.
Please come back and visit us.
Of course.
Always a pleasure, guys. Well, they are my teammates, so
that's
there's
right.
that.
Thanks, Griff.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, how not to fall in love with your merchandise. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.